There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea if there's something on your mind I can help you with. And there's no problem either too big or too small for us to tackle around here. If it seems too big, we'll just break it down to its component pieces. And Mr. Blatt, Sepp Blatt, what a great name. Sort of says everything about him, yeah. Is had to resign. He was just reelected.
Just reelected on Friday.
Did he say why he's resigning? Because he's going to jail?
Yeah, well, that's kind of a thought, is that he's going to be in big trouble with all this stuff going on with FIFA. And reported by ESPN and various other...
But did he give any reason for why he's stepping down?
I don't believe so yet. I'm sure he's going to make some sort of a statement, though.
He's going to say that he has to work on his legal defense. I can't run this thing from jail. I don't know. I said, when Trevor and I talked about this last week, he said, it's only sports. Which, you know, in large parts of the world, I mean, this is the most powerful person in the sports world.
Yeah.
Because soccer is the most powerful.
Yeah, I was just going to say the biggest. I mean, soccer is not the biggest sport in the United States, but all
No, but
world,
it is the rest of the world.
Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, much more so than football. In fact, yep. It's called football. Mm-hmm. But he's the highest paid, and he's the one who determines endorsements and who plays where. And apparently they're saying it's been rife with corruption for 24 years. And, you know, we were talking about it last week that the guy who, you know how this all happened, is one of the guys from FIFA who was a soccer dad and making a marginal living. He was selling smiley face pins and became the accountant or something for FIFA and didn't pay his income tax. So the IRS got him.
Yeah.
He's from Brooklyn.
Wow.
And he just and that's and he cut a deal. He said, you know, I'll tell you where the bodies are buried. And all of this came from that. And the woman who is the attorney general, who's only been in for a couple of months, decided she was maybe part of the reason that she was appointed attorney general, because she was working on it. I think she's from New York as well. And she was working on the case before. So it's the IRS, the Justice Department. I mean, this is a serious thing. But so we did. You weren't here because you weren't here. We did a thing on corruption, but as Trevor pointed out, I mean, corruption tends to be kind of rampant in the world. And, you know, I think we trust our leaders less and less for better and better reason that everybody's for sale. I mean, there's a nice story today about. Well, it's not nice really, but a kitchen manager was fired for giving lunch to a student to students without money. So, I mean, people who actually, there's somehow, I think as a world we've become a bit corrupted that we value people who have a lot of money as opposed to, we never ask how they got their money, where they got their money. And, of course, this isn't new, that a lot of the things that we, a lot of the people that we view as philanthropic became philanthropic later in their life, I swear, because they figure at some point they're going to have to answer for their sins. And so they endowed libraries or museums or hospitals or whatever. But the question is, how did they get that money, and at what cost, at what human cost, among other things? Goodbye, Mr. Blatter.
Yeah.
I want to know what his rationalization is, and saying that he didn't feel he was could fulfill the jobs of the president from prison. I don't know.
It just seems to me like.
A I was
dog
surprised
running with his tail between his legs type of thing, you know.
Well, but he ran for and was elected again. I guess apparently everybody's afraid of him.
Yeah, well, and I think something had to have come up over the weekend that is going to implicate him in this whole thing.
Well, I think it was always a matter of time, and I would assume that he would, you know. But he made a statement, you know, last week, this really sort of arrogant statement of, you know, leave me alone, I'm perfectly okay. No, he said, I actually quoted him, he said, I can't monitor everybody all the time. Like somehow he was completely unaware of this.
Yeah, it's like, come on, you got to be.
Well, it was kind of like, you know? Yeah, oh, no, that somehow on his watch that there was some little, somebody taking a bribe that he knew nothing about. And it was, you know, that he would have been appalled had he found out.
Yeah, see, that cracks me up because it's like, it's almost like either way, with him being guy, either way, it's like either he knew about it and should lose his job, or he should lose his job for not knowing about it.
Exactly.
He's supposed to know about it.
Well, when they say the buck stops here, when they're talking with FIFA, it could mean anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It means both things, yeah. The buck did stop here, and your credit card and your check will be accepted, and bullion as well. All right. I thought what we talk about is friendship, just because I think it's such an important commodity, and we've had we get calls about it pretty constantly of people, not necessarily when friendships are going well, but when friendships are going badly. And we know from a mental health standpoint and also from a physical health standpoint that people who have friendships live longer and live healthier.
Yeah.
And so that friends really are good medicine as well as physical medicine. They're also good mental health as well. And I think one of the things that women have traditionally been better at friendship than men, partially because I think we start on friendships much earlier, that when boys have birthday parties when they're 10 years old, they basically have one guy or maybe their cousin and they go bowling. When girls have parties, they have all their little friends over, and they do sleepovers and makeup stuff and whatever. And so it's just somewhat of a different ethos, unless you're on a sports team. But guys don't really talk about friends on sports teams. They talk about teammates. And so I think I'm trying to remember the movie that I just saw. It wasn't Dope. What was the other movie that I just saw about? Oh, I know, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. And the protagonist refers to his best friend as a coworker because it's hard for him to talk about friends and it's hard for him to accept that closeness. And he basically has very superficial relationships with everybody. And I think until we allow men to feel more comfortable in their own skin and with their emotions, that's going to be an issue. So, I mean, so the good news is that girls and women have always, I think, invested more and to a certain extent been better at friendships. A lot of marriages, the man will say, and sometimes the woman will say, they're my best friend, which is hopefully that they do have a convivial relationship, but I'm not sure that you want your friendships confined to whomever your marital partner is. I think it is a limiting kind of thing, and that we probably need more people in our lives in which to deal with our emotional needs. But the problem, I mean, the good news is that women tend to value friendships a lot, and they tend to practice it more and start it earlier. The bad news is that as women, we sometimes long for the same immediacy and intimacy that we had when we were 12 years old with our first best friend. And the problem about that is at 12, we have everything in common. We are in the same situation. We're in school. So our concerns are our parents and boys and whether where we're going to get breasts and who our teachers are. And so there's a huge amount of overlap and communality at a time where our ego structure, our personalities are just beginning to coagulate, to congeal, to come together. And so it's very possible to spend the rest of your life hoping for that closeness again. Then it will probably never happen again unless or except at the very end of your life for the same reason, is that then as you get older, the things like career drop away. The things like relationships with men for women quite often drop away because the guys succumb earlier. You have a lot in common because you're in the same retirement community or you're doing the same kind of things or you're at the same kind of clubs. You know the same people again. You're concerned about your grandchildren and no one ever calls you. And so it becomes a shared perception, a shared landscape again. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about friendship. Do you have a best friend, Manny?
I have a couple.
Okay, well, in theory, they would be both good friends then, because you can't have a best friend if you have more than one.
Well, they right? can't be like 1A and 1B?
We'll discuss that. 855. Best means best, not better. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material, cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Manny, I thought about it. You can have two best friends.
I can?
Yeah, you can.
Yay!
I decided you can. Yeah. All right, so tell me about your two best friends.
I've got two really good friends, one of which I went to college with, and another one that I met probably about 7 years ago, and we both, all three of us, I guess the two best friends that I have and myself, we all work in the broadcasting industry.
Oh, that's good. So that's a nice overlap.
Yeah, so it helps that we're good friends, and I'm really close with both of them, and you know.
Do they live in? Do they live close to you or not close to you?
Yep, they all. They both live within the metropolitan area of the Twin Cities. So
that's great.
Good
yeah.
friends. Yeah.
Yeah, mine have been. My problem is I live in a city that's kind of a tough city, so that people. That over the years, people have come and I've gotten very close with them, and then they leave. So that that one of my let's say I'm trying to think. I have probably at this moment three, maybe more than that. But one is older than I am, and I think it's great to have one of my best friends who was 15 years older than I was, and she actually died. Which is one of the problems about having people who are significantly older than you are. It's great to have somebody who with whom you have a lot in common and you have shared sensibility, who's older than you are because she's been there, done it, and it's very helpful. I think it's helpful to have somebody. So one of my and I still have a friend who's older than I am. I think there's a part of me that kind of because I'm the oldest looks for kind of an older sibling kind of in friendships without even being conscious about it. So somebody who's smart and active and but older than I am, so I feel like they've been, you know, they've experienced things before I do. And then somebody who's a little bit younger than and I have one of my really good friends is a gay male who's younger than I am, not very much, but a little bit younger than I am. And he just has a different sensibility, but we met each other and kind of instantly knew that we were going to be each other's life forever. And he used to live very close to me and now doesn't. So we have to kind of work to spend time with each other, but we do. And then one of my friends used to live next door to me, and we don't see each other terribly often because she is retired, so she's relatively young, but she does a lot of traveling, so she's never here. So we have kind of an email thing. I occasionally see her up north, and I can't like go to where she is in the south. And they all three are very different. But there is. And I've had sort of intense, like I did some work for an insurance company a couple of years ago, and the president who was in charge of the program that I was working on, and I sort of instantly bonded and sort of felt like we were sort of long lost sisters of each other. So I've had a lot of those kind of experiences with working on a project with somebody and just feeling like we were absolutely on the same on the same trajectory, which doesn't happen all that often. I mean, because I kind of, as those of you listening to the program know, have sort of more than my fair amount of energy and kind of an offbeat view of the world. So finding someone with whom you share a sensibility is not the world's easiest thing to do. But I think friendships, and I think when there isn't a friend in our life that we kind of long for it. And one of my favorite stories, which I every time we talk about friendship, I probably bring up. Is a woman in San Francisco who said to me, I don't have any friends. Can we be friends? And I was so struck by that. We really didn't have very much in common, except we worked the same schedule. But I was so touched by that. Just seems to me such a statement of vulnerability that I thought, well, of course, what are you going to say? No, I don't want to be your friend. And we were for a while, but the combination of really not having very much in common in geography, I don't actually know where she is even these days, although I'd love to see her. I think it's one of the reasons why reunions are so powerful, in that it gets us back in touch with a time in our life where we were very close to different people that we may have lost track of. And I think reunions do, it's one of the reasons why I encourage people when they go to reunions to make sure they take their significant other with them. Because that old relationships can have an enormous kind of impact if you're not careful. So, which is not necessarily bad if you're available and single. If you're not, they can be very disruptive. Alrighty, so let's hear what our Facebookers have said. That always sounds to me somehow like an ungainly term. What our respondents have said, our people who use their real names have said.
We will start with Sue, and she says, we're there for each other, day or night. We've been through deaths of loved ones together, cry on each other's shoulders. We accept each other without judgment, flaws and all.
That's great. Yeah, I read something that once said that we love people not in spite of their flaws, but because of them.
Yeah. Just a couple more here. Susie says, I've been friends with my best friend for 30 years. He's a free spirit and lives authentically, just like I do. Yes, Dr. Joy is right. Men and women can just stay friends.
Yeah, I think that's true. And there is something about a friendship with an opposite sex friendship, if it's not sexual, that can be, because there's no competition in it. There's no sort of unconscious I remember an episode of Maude, you know, with B. Arthur, and Joan Collins was her best friend. And it turned out that both of them were somewhat jealous of the other one, that B. Arthur was jealous of Joan Collins for having this glamorous career, and Joan Collins was jealous of B. Arthur for having a family and a husband. And at the end, they sort of decided, they admitted their jealousy from each other, and I think B. Arthur said, well, I guess you can't have it all. And I thought, why not? Men do. Why do we have to choose? Or why do we have to assume that we have to choose? And I don't think we do, but there can be sometimes that issue about with women of, well, is, you know, if I have kids and you don't, or if my kids are smarter and yours are in jail, or if I have a significant other and you don't. And I think that that all goes away when you have a true friend who is of the opposite sex. Although I don't think it's impossible with same sex. I just think it's it doesn't even have to be competitive. All it has to do is be comparative to be uncomfortable sometimes. All right, keep on.
Last one here from Connie, and she says, my best friend and I have never actually met. Her name is Julie, and she lives in England, and we met because of a science fiction show called Alien Nation. But I think our souls met somewhere over the Atlantic in some sort of cosmic way, because she has always understood me and been there for me over the phone or by mail. She is a very lovely person, and I am lucky to be in touch with her. Sadly, though, I have really no friends here in New York where I am. They all have died or something else. They have all died or something else, and I am not in good health, so I cannot get around to meet people. But at least Julie is there to talk to, and I'm feeling lonely, though, at times.
Okay, let me just deal with that for a moment. And I think the Internet has been both a panacea and an anathema at the same time, because it does allow people to stay in their living room and feel connected. But, you know, listen, there are meals, there are lots of ways, including people coming to you or senior centers or something. I would love for you to just get out and move around a little bit, even if you're not incredibly healthy, just to get out a little bit and make some human contact. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing myself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Jenna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help?
Hi. I have a 5-year-old who still naps and naps for a long time. And we, in anticipation for kindergarten next year, we need to wean him off his naps. However, when we try to gently wake him up, kind of make noises around him, things like that, he is so moody for like 2 or 3 hours after the nap is over. It's not worth it to us to, you know, try to wake him up. And sometimes if he does okay if he doesn't nap at all, but if he's in the car or something and falls asleep someplace, then we can't wake him. We can't even transfer him from the car to the house waking him, or it's a nightmare. Do you have any suggestions?
Okay. Do you have other kids, or is there just
no
one? Okay. What time does he go to bed at night?
Well, on non-nap days, it's about 7. On nap days, it can range anywhere between like 8:15 and 9 o'clock.
What time does it get up in the morning?
6 o'clock.
Why so early?
Because that's just what he does.
All right. What if, so what determines whether it's a nap day or not a nap day?
If we are in the car, he will fall asleep and then it turns into a nap day. At school, he does nap and they put him in the younger classroom because he naps longer than what his classroom does. He's in a preschool. They put him in another classroom for his nap to make it at least an hour and a half. But when he's home with us, if he falls asleep, he could easily sleep for 3 hours plus.
All right. Let's experiment, first of all, with when he wakes up in the morning, because that it sounds like he goes to bed at a more or less reasonable time. But you're saying that if he goes to, what if you put him to bed at 7, does he still get up at 5:30?
When he doesn't have a nap, yes, he still does.
All right. If you put him to bed at 8:15, does he still get up at 5:30?
Yep.
Okay. What time do you and your husband get up? Assuming what does he do when he wakes up in the morning?
Comes into our room.
Okay, let's stop that. There are several assumptions here. First of all, that falling asleep in a car, I wouldn't worry about too much. I think lots of people fall asleep in the car because they're bored, and there are lots of us who wish we could fall asleep in a car. So let's leave that aside temporarily. So the assumption is that if he gets more sleep, then he may not either nap or nap as long, because presumably part of the reason he's napping for a long period of time is that he needs the extra sleep. So if we put the extra sleep on in the morning, because it sounds like when he goes to bed, I mean, you're only talking about you're talking about an hour and a half difference, which is part of the nap time. So let's, instead of coming into your room in the morning, what if we say to him, you can wake up whenever you want, but you either read or you stay in your own room.
We've tried that.
And what happens?
Toys up into his room.
But what happens?
He will still kind of come in.
No. But here's the deal. Of course he will, which means I don't believe in locking kids in, but I think you can lock yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say to him, from now on, Mommy and Daddy need more sleep. Because if you tell him he needs more sleep, I mean, he's not going to do it.
Right.
But if it sounds like he basically sleeps when, among other things, he's bored. So if in the morning, if instead of getting up at 5:30, which means by 12:30, he's been awake for 7 hours.
Right.
And that's a long period of time for a young kid. So if he woke up at instead of 5:30, if he woke up at 8:30. Then presumably he wouldn't want a nap, because by 12:30 he's only been awake 4 hours, not 7.
Right.
So the idea being that he has to stay in his room. And
Let me throw one more wrench in there.
Okay.
So for a little while he was doing that, but then he would get up and go downstairs and then would make me breakfast with ridiculous things in.
Okay. The point is that he's not allowed to, he gets to stay in his room and he gets to color and he gets to do whatever he wants, or he can, and you can point out that big boys stay in bed longer. And do whatever, and he gets a gold star when he does it. I mean, pull out all the stops, because it would seem to me if he gets more sleep in the morning, then the interval between the time that he's been awake and he's been asleep is going to lengthen. I mean, just logically. And that's all you need. All you need is basically to cut about an hour out of this, and it should be okay. He has more things to do. And so he's active from 5:30 to 12:30. What we need to do is make sure he doesn't get active till about 8:30 or at least 7:30. And that's all you need. All you need is a couple of hours, which means you get more sleep, your husband gets more sleep, and presumably your kid may get more sleep. Now, the other thing you can try experimenting with, and I might try this, because you have the summer to try it. But by fall, he's got to be on a different schedule. And you can explain to him what you're doing. You're saying that you're taking baby naps and you need to start taking big boy naps, which is shorter. And so try keeping him up later at night. So instead of putting him to bed at 7 or 8, try putting him to bed at 9:30. And
okay.
See if that sort of switches around in the morning.
That's into my me time. No, I'm just teasing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the point being, I get it. But, I mean, if you get 2 more hours sleep in the morning, you may not need quite as much me time at night.
Right.
I mean, part of it is that the whole family has gotten disrupted by his schedule, and that's not a very good way to do things. He's the most pliable of the three of you, and but he's the one who's calling the shots at this moment. So I try on the weekends, because that's the time that you can sort of experiment with least amount of fallout in the world. So try keeping him up a little later at night. And I would explain to him what you're doing, is that we need you to sleep later in the morning. We need you to have more big boy time, because you're going to start school. And if you can't do big boy naps, then they're going to keep you with the babies.
Okay.
You get a gold star for this, and you get to stay in your own room, and you can read for a minute and then go back to sleep if you want, or you could draw in your bed. Don't give him magic markers, because then the sheets will all be red. But let's try experimenting with a little bit. And I would have him on board of what we're trying to do here.
Okay.
But don't go to him. And I mean, look, he's a smart kid, and he knows the way to get you to respond to him. And you're going to just have to explain. So if he makes a mess in the kitchen, he makes a mess in the kitchen. And for right now, that's less important than really changing his pattern a bit. He just needs to sleep in a little bit more in the morning. And all you need to get out of him is about another hour or two. And presumably that'll take care of the nap. He's tired.
Right.
I mean, he's put in a whole day by the time it's 12:30. But
right.
That's the problem. That's why he's needing the nap. And
okay.
If he's not put in a full day, so try, explain to him what you're doing. Try putting him to bed later at night so he sleeps in the morning. Explain to him that he needs to stay in his room, that big boy naps, that he gets gold stars, and don't go to him. And let's see what happens. And that combination of things should, and you've got a couple of months to work with it, but it should work.
Okay, great.
All righty?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I mean, part of it is, you know, we need to kind of, to be a parent, to a certain extent, you have to kind of remind yourself of who you were as a kid. And we have childhood amnesia, not because of the things we were talking about yesterday when we were talking about memory. It's not because you can't remember at 5. You just don't want to remember at 5. Being 5-year-old is, I mean, people think of childhood as being idyllic, and it's really not. You basically, everybody's bigger than you are. Everybody tells you what to do. I mean, it's not to say that it can't be fun, because it can be. But the fun thing to be as an adult, you get to eat Oreos before dinner if you want to. You get to skip school. You get to stay up late. I mean, you get to eat crackers in bed. You don't have to make your bed. There are all sorts of advantages to being an adult that are not inherently obvious. And people say, well, but you don't have to pay bills. Yeah. Listen. There are, it's certainly that life is not without hassle, but the idea that childhood is idyllic is not a very useful or accurate kind of phenomenon. All righty, 855-993-7569. Let's see how long I have here. I've got, what, about another minute or two. All right, so we talked about friendships. We talked about kids. We talked about sleep disorders turn out to be a very common phenomenon. The assumption is that about 1 out of every 3 people has sleep disorders at some point. Do you have a hard time sleeping, Manny?
kind of hit and miss. Most nights, well, I shouldn't say most nights. I think a good portion of nights, I guess that's kind of the same thing. I get pretty good sleep, but some nights it's, you know, I don't know. I wonder if it has anything to do with, you know, what I eat during the day, maybe.
No question. Whether you exercise, what's on your mind. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Aha. Uh-huh. You have just bumbled into why you have more than one friend. No, it has nothing to do with that. I just was trying to get by. Someone's going to say, best means best, not good. All right. What can I tell you? I'm easy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at ondecklending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Manny just pointed out that Lou Gehrig died on this day.
In 1941.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. All righty. Let's, we're getting behind on emails again, so let's get caught up.
This email is from Abi, and Abi says, Dr. Joy, I have a 16-year-old daughter, only child. Recently, an 18-year-old girl from her school has befriended her, I thought like a big sis. Now my daughter has told me that she likes her. She likes boys, but, quote, she likes her. The young lady is gay. We have told our daughter she is not allowed to date. I am not comfortable with this friendship that has now turned into perhaps something else. How can I help my daughter understand she needs to focus on school and not dating? She has been a straight-A student and now got a 42 on a recent exam. She feels she is not distracted. I am not a homophobe. I just think my daughter is too young to make these decisions. Please help. I am afraid if I tell her to stop, she will be drawn closer to this relationship.
I think you're right. All right, so let's wander through this. That this has been a straight-A student. And the first thing I would do is say to your daughter, I mean, 16 is traditionally the age that kids start dating. It sounds like you may be from a slightly different cultural milieu than traditional American families, that where the sweet 16 party is kind of the statement that says, okay, you can start dating. And I would say, I think you're right. I think if you forbid your daughter to see this 18-year-old, whether regardless of what the nature of the relationship is, that she's going to get sneaky on you. But I would just say to her, look, and I don't know what you mean by dating. I don't know if you mean going out during the week. I don't know if you mean on a weekend. I don't know if the issue is sexual. Certainly at 16, there are going to be a portion of the world who know their sexuality very clearly and have known it since they were 5, and some who are a lot unclear about their sexuality, and some are probably going to spend the rest of their life worrying about their sexuality. So I think your daughter's sexuality at 16 is really her business rather than yours. But if the issue is unwanted pregnancy, for example, obviously less of an issue here. Regardless of, and so I think the first thing you need to do is define dating a little bit better, not so much in terms of who she dates, whether it's male or female, but in terms of the time that she's spending, because presumably that's the issue. That if she's distracted, and you can certainly be distracted by having a crush on somebody or not liking a teacher or feeling anxious about going to college or worrying about your parents' divorce or whatever. I mean, so certainly dating can be a distraction, but so can everything else when you're 16. The first thing I would do is sit your daughter down and say, I mean, the good news is that your daughter trusts you. All right. And that really is important. And I'm not being patronizing nor facetious, that the very fact that she would tell you, because she didn't have to, that the 18-year-old is gay. So it doesn't mean that your daughter is gay. It doesn't mean that they have a gay relationship. It just means that, and it may be that your daughter, because she feels that she can't go out with boys, is perfectly comfortable going out, whatever that means, with a girl. It doesn't necessarily mean she's sexual or that she's gay or anything else. It just may be that the two of them genuinely like each other. So the first thing I would do is treat your daughter with the same respect that she's treating you with, which is being honest with you, of saying, I don't want you spending large amounts of time away from your studies at this point in your life. In terms of determining who's going to be her love object, I would argue that 16, any particular boy that she's with may not be her life partner either. I mean, she's 16, and how many of us end up with a person that we had a crush on at 16 at 25 or at 40 or at any point in our lives? So I think you need, first of all, in your own mind to think what dating means to you, number one. Number two, discuss that with your daughter. Number three, remember who you were at 16. And I think you're right. A prohibition, especially to a 16-year-old, is waving a red flag. So saying to your daughter, it's really important to me that you continue to keep up your grades. I don't know what your daughter wants for herself. For example, if she wants a profession, if she wants to go to college, if she wants to go to medical school or law school or veterinary school or whatever she wants, but asking her what her goals are for herself, because the goals that she sets for herself will be much more relevant to her than the ones that you set for her. And if she says, I want to practice medicine, and say, well, you know, getting a 42 on a test is not going to help you much, that your goal at this moment, your primary focus should be whatever your long-term goal is for yourself. But it has to be the goal that she sets for herself, not the one that you set for yourself. So saying your grades are dropping may not have any relevance if she, for example, wants to travel the world. So find out what your daughter wants for herself. Point out what she needs to do academically to be able to do that. Then the two of you need to have a discussion about what dating means to both of you, not just to you, and then how this young woman fits into your daughter's life one way or the other. That homosexuality is not contagious. It's not that if she's hanging out with somebody who's gay, she's going to turn gay. That she either is or she isn't. Is it usual? Is it certainly not unusual for both boys and girls at this age to be curious and somewhat experimental about their own sexuality. The advantage about being curious or experimental with two females is nobody gets pregnant, which is certainly not not something to be overlooked. But I'm not really encouraging you to encourage your daughter to hang out with somebody who's gay, but to help your daughter understand that the choices she makes now are going to impact her life, especially if the choices she makes negatively impact her ability to academically pursue whatever goals are. But rather than setting rules, I suspect that the idea is that you're the kind of dad who is used to setting rules. And I have to congratulate you for being wise enough to understand that setting up a prohibition is not really the way to go here. But having an intelligent discussion and respectful discussion with your daughter about what her goals are, how she feels about this young woman, how both of you view dating. And because this is part of a larger context, do I think if she is around a woman who's lesbian, who's gay at 18, that your daughter at 16 will become gay? No. I mean, I think she either will or she won't. She may be curious. She may be experimental. But that her sexuality is either already determined or yet to be determined, but neither have anything to do with you. And you're prohibiting something, and I'm not saying you should encourage anything, but prohibiting it, as you point out, is going to make her more likely to pursue something and do it in a sneaky way. And then you've lost her trust, and obviously she does trust you and she does respect you and she is willing to confide in you. So remind yourself of that, because that's golden. And that, once it's lost, would be very hard to retrieve. So have a discussion with her, all right? And if you need some more clarification, call me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.